time, but my love, by the gasworks wall, dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
And we're back. This week's Matt Flynn Direct, Don Brown Connect, pop-up radio show, all things Waukesha. I am your host, Alderman for Life Don Brown, here at Walk Radio Studios on 217 Wisconsin Avenue. Also, the future office of former Alderman Don Brown, as I will be leaving my post in a matter of days due to redistricting. But thanks to Mr. Mike Crudy, if you will, and Walk Radio, I can be Alderman for Life here. And having the opportunity to fill in for Matt Flynn while he gets some much-needed rest and relaxation. And you can rejoin me on Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on Walk Radio and take your calls then. We take your calls now, 844-967-2789. And so check out the show. And I wanted to mention, too, I spoke earlier in the show that April 2nd is the launch of the Jackson Sparks Foundation in honor of the youngest victim of the Parade Memorial attacks. And also on April 2nd, and again, Jackson Sparks is one of the Waukesha Blazers, which was a club that my family, my kids played in, and we were proud to support for so many years and still do as alumni, if you will. April 2nd is also the Raise the Bar event supporting Waukesha South Athletics by the Waukesha South Boosters Club, and that takes place over at the loft there on Blue Mound across from the county airport. So check that out. And I also mentioned that, too, because to support the event, you know, there's a silent auction. And so I went out and I, in support of our downtown businesses, I bought gift cards for people to bid on in the auctions. Didn't ask for the donations because, as we know, downtown has really taken it on the chin since the attack. So we're starting to see more activity here in recent weeks. And it's great when we come to pick out, it's harder to find parking now when you're picking up your carry out or even just going out for dinner or drink. So it is coming back, but a great way to show support for businesses, if you're working on a fundraiser, you'll buy a gift card from them. And it's a great way to really pay it forward and promote these guys. So I got a gift card from Tofty's Tables, as well as another gift card from Spring City Wine Bar. So, and there's so many other great items to bid on there at the silent auction at Raise the Bar. So check us out on Saturday, April 2nd, and we'd love to see you there. So I know I'll be there. So those gift cards then, honoring those businesses, but paid for and sponsored by my wife's company, Word Brown, using the power of words to change the world, unique writing, online community, and marketing consulting services. So many opportunities for small businesses to support each other here in town. And that does remind me, Sam's been very polite and, you know, in not saying that. I've just had a really awful hair week. Not that I have a whole lot left, but I've been in the hat. The hair is just getting a little too long. So I'm going to be heading over probably after tomorrow's show, before all the same, actually, while a lot of the St. Patrick's Day fun is happening, I'll be heading over to one of my new favorite salons, El Chesme, just around the corner here on 254 Broadway. In fact, from Theodora Humans Park, you could hit it with a rock from there. So really short walk if you're in downtown. They do a wonderful job, and you don't need a second mortgage to pay for a haircut. So check it out, El Chesme at 254 Broadway, another great downtown Waukesha business. So other things to do in honor of St. Patrick's Day week, especially if you don't feel like hitting the bars heavily, is the, you know, for television, there's the Dairy Girls series on Netflix that premiered a few years ago, that if you haven't watched that, that's a great, it's about teenage girls growing up in Derry in Northern Ireland. And it's very funny, but it's also juxtaposed against the backstop of what still happens there in Northern Ireland in terms of the prejudice and the discrimination against Catholics and some of the other troubles there involving the Catholic and Protestant communities. So a lot of that still lives today. And again, in the context of what's going on in the world and what we're seeing in the Ukraine, gives you some interesting perspective. So, and speaking of history, I also want to apologize because I forgot to warn everybody yesterday to beware of the Ides of March. And we're still in the Ides of March, so it's still timely. So letting you all know. And does anyone know what that means or where that comes from? Beware of the Ides of March. Sam, can you help me with that?
It's like Shakespeare or something, right? Caesar?
Excellent. Yes. So, and it there may have been some authentic history, too, and Shakespeare wrote about it. But legend has it, a soothsayer had warned Julius Caesar to beware of the Ides of March. And it was in the Ides of March that Caesar was assassinated by members of the Senate or the legislature in the what had just become the Roman Empire under Caesar's reign, from Republic to Empire. So I imagine some people weren't happy about that. And one of the assassins was his closest friend, Brutus, and hence the words et tu, Brute, meaning and you, Brutus. And that's become, for years, that was a part of the kind of the, oh, what's the phrase we want to use? Verbiage people use when they're if they feel like they're being stabbed in the back or betrayed by a friend. Et tu, Brute? So, more things to do on St. Patrick's Day week. Oh, movies. In the Name of the Father, Daniel Day-Lewis and the late, great Peter Postlethwaite, Steven Spielberg's favorite actor, based on the true story of what were called the Guilford Four. It's four individuals who are falsely accused of an IRA bombing at a pub in Guilford, Ireland, during the early 70s. And these men were, it was like 16 years they served for a crime they didn't commit. So a great miscarriage of justice. So, but also a great snapshot of what goes on in to the Irish. So, hey, I want to thank again Tyler Pudliner for calling in and for promoting the Day of Healing that him and his mom Katie are working on over at Martha Merrill's Bookstore. A week from Saturday, the 26th, from 2 to 6. And again, it was great to reconnect with my young friend, who also recently made the honor roll. So in the time we have left, and we have about half an hour, I want to revisit the questions I raised earlier in the week about what we love about Waukesha, what makes Waukesha unique as far as great cities, as far as cities go, especially second cities in our case, and what they believe to be the number one issue in Waukesha politics. So call 844-967-2789. And also, too, is what would you love to see in terms of concept that could make Waukesha more of a destination spot, or what could we strengthen upon? I mentioned earlier that Waukesha Unlocked will be released, or we'll have a second showing event. What started as a 125th anniversary, you know, commemorative event has now emerged into something bigger. So stick around. More to cover here on Don Brown Connect, filling in for Matt Flynn direct. And Waukesha's not a dirty old town, but we love the song here by the Pogues that we're going to hear as we tune out. Stay tuned.
I'm gonna make me a picture box. Met my love by the gasworks wall, dreamed a dream